You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Jane Lee of MLB.com. Jane, as we wrap it up here in spring training, it looks like, from the outside looking in, that the A's feel like they're in a pretty good place, that everything they hoped, you know, other than the closer, Sean Doolittle, it's been a pretty positive spring. What do you think?
It really has. They've avoided, you know, major injuries. They do have a few guys banged up, but none that should be too concerning. And, I mean, the biggest thing is all those pitchers that they brought in this offseason, you know, they're doing their job. They have a rotation that's going to rival, you know, anyone else's in the division. And they're also scoring runs. I think there was a little concern about this lineup. And granted, it's spring training, and you really can never read too much into spring stats, but just watching, you know, the way the lineup's working together, the dynamic of the lineup, there's a lot of speed there. You know, they're going to be doing a lot more hit and run. It's a different look. There's not as much power, but, you know, they're getting the job done. And I think everyone's pretty satisfied with the way things have gone, just all around.
And when you have so many new guys, basically, in a lot of ways, a new team, team building, chemistry, teamwork, all that stuff, what has Bob Melvin done to facilitate guys getting to know each other and preparing for this seven-month journey or eight-month journey together?
Yeah, I think it started on the first day when everyone was together and, you know, he held his annual team meeting. And I mean, I think it was at that moment when guys were looking around the room, all the guys thinking, I'm the new guy, realizing everyone's the new guy. And I think that really helped things. I mean, you look at, you know, the biggest bats in their lineup, Brett Lorre, Ike Davis, Billy Butler, Ben Zobrist, they're all new. And so I think when, you know, everyone's new, it kind of helps things out. And Melvin's just, you know, he's such an easygoing guy, really facilitates strong relationships in the clubhouse. And I think just kind of letting guys do their thing, you know, helps that. And little things, too, like, you know, the day he brought Jim Harbaugh into camp. I mean, guys got excited about that. And so I think it's just things like that and, you know, making sure, checking in with guys, making sure everyone's on the same page, doing a lot of communication. But really, I mean, you look at this group, you would not be able to tell that, you know, half of them are new. It really seems like a lot of these guys have been here a long time already.
It's interesting always when a guy is traded for the first time. Billy Butler was a Royal. He was the guy that was going to be the face of the franchise, the guy they were going to build around. He had great moments there, and he had some tough moments even last season. How does Billy like being a member of the A's? How has he adjusted? Does he seem comfortable?
I think he loves it. He is one of those guys, perhaps more than anyone, where you feel like he has been around this club a long time. And I know he was with the Royals, you know, the rest of his career. But you look at him in the A's clubhouse, and he's put right in from the first day. And maybe that's in large part to his big personality. You know, he just seems to find a way to relate to guys, get along with guys. You always hear him in the morning. You always hear him on the field. You know, he's always, you know, making side remarks to Melvin or even, you know, Ricky Henderson when he was in camp. Just an easygoing guy that, you know, that really enjoys being around people and being around his teammates. And, you know, you'll hear all around how great of a teammate he is. And I think guys are already picking up on that. And, you know, the A's, you know, you never really, when you're going through your off season and you're piecing together your roster, you're not really focused on personalities, but it does help when you bring in guys like that who, you know, are willing to foster good relationships in the clubhouse, because that really does go a long way on the field, especially when you're having to, you know, deal with a lot of new guys like that.
So, Jane, as we reach the final few days of spring training here, what still is yet to be decided?
Well, it seems like their rotation is coming together, and there's only really one spot that may be up for grabs. Jesse Hahn and Kendall Graveman have pretty much pitched their way into the rotation at this point. So it looks like they'll join Sonny Gray and Scott Kazmir. And now it's between Drew Pomeranz and Jesse Chavez, the two guys that really helped him out last year. And coming into camp, you thought, maybe both of them had the edge, with a starting spot. But because they can both relieve, it almost hurts them in a way because, they are so versatile, and knowing that one of them can go into the bullpen and start the season in long relief, that's kind of what everyone has expected is going to happen. One of them will be in the rotation. One will be in the bullpen. At this point, I would think that they would start the season with Drew Pomeranz in the rotation. Jesse Chavez has been, just so invaluable for them out of the bullpen in the rotation. He's done it all, and he's done well in every role, too. So I think they're comfortable starting that way. But both do have a start left, and, you never know whether they could sway them one way or the other based on their performances.
When do you think when Billy Beane and David Forrest and the guys look at the club they put together, do you think they feel, this club is good enough to win the American League West? And I take it that through all the changes, that goal never changed, that they thought, when we're done here, we're still going to be a contender.
Yeah, I think they thought that. I mean, all the way through the offseason when everyone else was shaking their heads saying, what are you guys doing? You've torn this roster down, and you tore down a pretty good roster at that. You shipped off Josh Donaldson. You let go of Brandon Moss. All these guys, and yet you're looking at this team, and now you're starting to think, okay, maybe they really, do know what they're doing, as we seem to always say with them every year. I think their main goal this offseason was just to bring in a ton of pitching. And I think everyone knows that, by season's end, that is what separates one team from another, is just that pitching depth, and not just any depth, but quality depth. And the arms they have in camp, I think everyone knows how well Barry Zito's thrown, and he will not, be on the opening day roster unless there's an injury in the next 2 weeks, which you look at the way he's thrown, and you would throw him into the rotation right away, and I think a lot of teams would, but, the A's, they have that much depth that, they can't put him on the roster. And so I think looking around, and not just at the rotation, but the bullpen, the bullpen will be without Sean Doolittle and Ryan Cook since he was demoted, and yet they still have a really good bullpen. It might even be the strongest asset of their team. And, there is, I think, still a little concern about the lineup. Maybe not concern, but hesitation as to how they're going to score runs every day. But, you look at the dynamic of it and just the speed across, the board and, guys' ability to drive in runs. They've been really impressed with Ike Davis this spring. And Ben Zobrist, obviously, will be critical for them in the middle of the lineup. I think they're pretty happy, and they're looking around thinking, why can't we contend?
Yeah. Well, Jane, great stuff as always, and thanks again, and we'll talk to you next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night, on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.